Blog Talk Radio.
Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of June 23rd through the 30th to close up our month of June. And we are seriously closing it up on a bang, and I think it's a good one. So there's three areas I want to talk about that are significant in this week ahead. I'll go through general overview with it and then talk about how it's going to affect each sign. So starting with Mars retrograde, we've been in Mars retrograde for a little over 2 months now. And so when we get to Wednesday the 29th, it is going to stop that nonsense and it's going to go direct. And it is going to go direct in Scorpio. It's going to be in Scorpio going in direct motion until August 2nd. So what that means is that the things you've been going back over physically, either dealing with your passions about it or getting back in there and remotivating about something and being actively in pursuit of it, or dealing with anger issues or fighting for something that you believe in and trying to get it right, you know, hopefully, that we are now going to be able to move past the old stuff there and whatever you've done about it, you're now going to be able to move forward. So you may take some of that with you. You know, if you fixed it, you may be leaving it behind once and for all. But as we go forward through Scorpio, we'll be now getting an opportunity to put some new things in place by August 2nd. So the shift is around Scorpio themes for everybody. So this is financial on one level. It comes in on loans, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, commissions, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, your partner's money, or something else I left out. There's a lot of financial arenas. So if there's something you're really still trying to hammer out from the past, utilize these next few days. This is the 23rd as we're doing this show, and you've got until the 29th. And then you should be able to see things do a turnaround on Wednesday and start to go forward. Scorpio also has a personal side to it. So this is also about going back and connecting with past sexual interests, attractions, relationships, or dealing with your current relationships and going back to issues or attractions or whatever might float your boat in that area and trying to rekindle that or release issues about it. It also rules reproductive needs, so if you've been dealing with any of that, you see a shift with that on Wednesday the 29th. It rules death and birth, so if you've been dealing with any of that, again, a shift on Wednesday the 29th. It rules divorce on a personal level. It's really a very intense sign. And then it also rules triangles, so if there's been a third-party situation going on too, there's a shift in that. And the good news with this is, yes, it's been a do-over. It's been a very long do-over since April 17th. So it's been, you know, it may have slowed things down for you or it may have taken you back over things that were challenging. And now finally we are going to get forward momentum. So all the work you have done about this, whether it was about releasing or reconnecting or reworking things, is now going to start to see the payoff as we get to Wednesday and start to move forward with that. So, again, if there's last-minute things you still haven't done, you have 6 days left to go back and work that out, and then we are going to start to move ahead with it. Secondly, we are going to have Mercury enter into a new sign. Mercury is going to move into the sign of Cancer on Wednesday the 29th, same day Mars goes direct, and it is going to zip through Cancer. It's only going to spend about 2 weeks there. It's going to be in there until July 13th. Now, this means that if you have something to say or ask for, or you want to sign agreements or make sales or write something up or pitch an idea or make a big decision, that's all the communication-oriented sides of Mercury, about Cancer themes, about your home, about a real estate deal, about a move, about a renovation, about your family, your history, your parents, your roommates, your security needs. You're going to have 2 good weeks, you know, to go by quickly. So you do want to kind of jump in with that. And if you've been waiting to hear some news or to get that, you know, interview or that offer or that decision, it's likely to come through during that 2 weeks if it's going to. So it's a really important time to answer your phone, to, you know, reply to your emails, to share ideas with people about all of this and make some choices, because it is a grounding, you know, couple weeks, and you only get this once a year, so you want to dive into that. Thirdly, the big thing that is happening, you know, those kind of seem big, right? Especially Mars retrograde ending. But this is way bigger. This is like exceptional stuff happening on Sunday. So it's definitely going to color the whole weekend. So it peaks on the 26th. And it is the end point of one configuration, but it's the beginning point of an enormous configuration. So let me tell you a little bit about it. It involves Jupiter in Virgo. So the end point, we have been going through Jupiter trining Pluto, two very slow-moving outer body energies. And the first trine took place back on October 11th last year, 2015. The second trine perfected on March 16th this year. And the third and final trine perfects this Sunday, June 26th. So it means since last October, we've been in this corridor between these two planets that are really trying to do something very powerful and very positive for our existence. So, you know, Jupiter wants growth for us, and it wants to open some doors. And so any steps that you take towards that while you have this configuration in play are more blessed than at other times, but in very specific arenas. Jupiter's in Virgo, so this is really focused on your work or the efforts you put in to take care of the tasks in front of you. So it could be about your job. It could be about the work you're here to do. It could be about a big cleaning or organizing project you're doing in your own space. It could be about coworkers or people you hire. Virgo also rules paperwork, so there could be some paperwork that you were meant to sign during this period that could be incredibly beneficial for you and have legs, you know, growth over the years ahead. It is also majorly focused on health, and so you're in one of those windows where if you find a health issue, you have more opportunity to find the right solutions for that and to move through that. And if you are really just trying to turn your own health around, this is the time to start. This is the time to really jump in there and go for it. And it also rules animals and where we are with our animals in our life. So, you know, we have Jupiter making this final trine, making these days ahead of us really powerful. And to Pluto, it is aligning with setting some kind of major goal here and taking steps towards that or reaching it. It has to do with career momentum. It has to do with higher up people in our life. So there could be, you know, a work situation with a boss or your own leadership ability or a higher up like a mentor, teacher, director, you know, somebody in that kind of position. It could be a health situation with a parent. It could be, you know, paperwork you're signing for a parent. Think about those higher up types that could be involved in this scenario for you. And with Pluto themes, you know, again, it has a lot to do with where Mars is now going to be going direct in the eighth house. We're looking at things that can be financially fortuitous here with Jupiter attached to Pluto. things that could be big in the intimate or divorce or third party scenarios as well. So you do want to, again, if there's still something that you want to put in motion with that, you know, it's peaking now. So it will color the whole week ahead, but Sunday is the apex. And as if that's not enough, Jupiter is going to sit with the North Node of Destiny on Sunday the 26th. This is the first time that Jupiter and the North Node of Destiny have sat on the same degree in Virgo since 1979. So we're talking about a huge chapter that is getting ready to kick off and wrap up. So if you were, you know, born back before 1979, you're concluding a major, major chapter of your life and getting ready to set off in a new one. If you weren't, you've been kind of coasting on this chapter the whole time you've been alive. And I went ahead and looked forward in the ephemeris to find out when this is going to again occur. And it will be another 130 years before this happens again, be the year 2146. So, you know, unless they really come up with something that's going to extend their lives a lot, this is the last time anybody on the face of the planet is going to get this happening here. So I can't emphasize enough that when we have a conjunction like this, it is about seeding a brand new direction or a brand new fresh start. With Jupiter in the North Node of Destiny, fate can step in if you are proactive, if you take the steps towards the things you believe in, if you do the work, if you set out and go for this. Destiny is walking hand in hand with you with it. And Jupiter is about growth and luck and more happiness or prosperity and whatever it's touching. So they're both in Virgo. So you're beginning this phase that can take your work to the next level like you've never had it before, or to take your health into a better arena, or to take something about your life forward through that paperwork or hired help or coworker or getting organized or cleaning up your situation or what you're doing about your animals or your health. I don't know if I said health already. So we have Jupiter finishing the trine with Pluto and Jupiter conjuncting the North Node of Destiny, both on Sunday, both momentous. And I would just highly urge everybody to take steps in this week ahead while this momentum is here, while you're on the top of this huge wave, and see what you can get going in one or several of those themes. So when we start going through the signs, Aries, having Mars turn around and go direct, you know, the Aries may have felt a little sluggish or held back over the last couple months because their ruler has been in retrograde motion, or they might have just been very much wrapped up in past situations that they wanted to get tackled. But this is going to turn all of that around. So on Wednesday the 29th, you guys get the green light now to start to rev those engines back up, time to go out into brand new territory, and things should not be slowed down, held back, or wonky for you as you do. So, for instance, if in your sex life you've had a lot of, you know, red lights or a weird thing, you know, red flags going on around what's been happening, now things are going to crackle and pop for you guys moving forward. Same thing with your financial interests. Same thing with your divorce themes if you're dealing with that. Same thing with reproductive or mortality issues or third-party scenarios. So if you're trying to time this, you know, if there's still some past stuff to deal with, try to get it tackled before Wednesday the 29th. And if you need to move into brand new things with people, start after Wednesday the 29th for your best results. And you're going to have, again, the whole month of July to move into this new stuff. You'll have until August 2nd with this energy moving forward. As far as Mercury going into Cancer, you're going to have 2 weeks starting on Wednesday the 29th until July 13th to get in there and meet, make decisions, sign agreements, make sales, write things up, make decisions. And I think I said that already about anything going on in your home, with your family, a parent, a roommate, or with real estate deals, moves, renovations, and your security needs. And it's a very nurturing time in communications with other people, so you might get a little bit of a more emotional connection with people during this time. It's a really good time for you to hear news about something going on here or to make those choices. And then as far as this massive Jupiter thing going on Sunday, Aries, this is hugely momentous for you guys when it comes to your work. So if there is some new direction you want to go with your work, or you want to take the work you're doing to the next level, you want to hit the ground running in this week ahead. If it has to do with health, the same thing goes. Very fortunate, very big deal for health directions. So whether that means you want to get yourself healthy, or you want to get into the health industry, or you want to, you know, write a book about health, you know, whatever that might be, health is a major theme for you guys. Anything with paperwork that you guys want to sign, anything with your animals, anything with your coworkers that you want to launch into, or anything with people you hire. Also, detail and analytical organizing things are going to go, you know, can really change your world for you starting, you know, over this weekend and into the week ahead. Cleaning doesn't sound sexy, but definitely a big winner for you guys. So, you know, pick and choose between that and definitely go for it. For Taurus, you know, Mars has been in this backward direction for a couple months, and now it's finally going to go direct on Wednesday the 29th. And Taurus, you know, this is bodes really well for you finally now getting to move forward over the whole month of July up to August 2nd when it comes to the key relationships that you want to, you know, move forward with. So if you still need to go and hammer something out, get something going with a past romantic partner, business partner, agent, attorney, client, specialist, competitor, opponent, advocate, you know, somebody like that, you've got until the 29th. And then brand new opportunities can start to really open up for you from the 29th onward. Now, that can mean now you're ready to launch into that project with somebody that's already on board that you've worked things out with. It can mean that you're ready to go meet some new people that you might want to do some projects with. And not just projects, obviously, any part of life where these significant people are involved. This is your new starting gun to really get in there and go for it. And with Mercury moving into Cancer on Wednesday the 29th, for Taurus, this gives you 2 weeks until July 13th, really amping up communications for you guys. So you might be in a lot more, you know, talks, meetings, interviews, auditions, sales, agreements, writing, pitching ideas, proposing, you know. It's definitely highly charged for communications in a very favorable way for you guys. Also can be a couple weeks where you're more interactive with brothers, sisters, neighbors, or you're focused more on vehicles or electronics or short trips and local activities. So all of that gets underway starting Wednesday the 29th. Then when it comes to this big lucky Jupiter theme and your destiny and a huge new chapter that you've not seen since 1979, this kicks in on Sunday the 26th. It's going to color the whole weekend and the week ahead. And of course, it focuses on four areas: your lover or your love life, that, you know, depending on where you are. If you're single, you know, then it's going to give you that kick in the pants you need to get out there and meet the love of your life, or to do what it is you want to do about love, whatever that might be at this point in your life. If you're in a relationship, this is kind of opening the door of destiny for you in that love interest. So that's number one. Number two, children. So this can be about your own children. It can be about children you're working with or a project you're doing for kids. Three, it can be about your creativity. So your creative talents, your creative projects. You definitely want to launch in a big new direction or start to take things out there in a big new way with that. And then fourth, recreation. You know, it can be a big time to get involved in a sport or a hobby or something that you find enjoyable in these areas. So brand new chapter. Definitely look at ways to kind of expand your horizons in those areas. You can do this through Jupiter themes, travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political arenas, you know. But it's a destined time for you guys. So be confident and proactive in the week ahead. For Gemini, Mars going direct on Wednesday the 29th. This is going to really be about a turnaround. You know, you've been held back, slowed down, or really focused in on the past over these the last couple months. when it comes to your work, your health, your pets, your paperwork, your coworkers, or your hired help. And starting Wednesday the 29th, that's over, and you're really going to start to get momentum into new territory. And so this may be that you're ready to take current things or past things forward in a new direction, or it may just be that you're ready for some brand new opportunities. So if you still have anything to get in there and redo or undo via that paperwork, hired help, job, health, pet, or coworker arena, you've got to Wednesday the 29th, and then it's time to really start to go for new things or next level things. When we look at Mercury moving into Cancer on the same day, on Wednesday the 29th, Gemini, this opens up a two-week window until July 13th. That is extraordinary for you guys to get in there and talk, interview, meet, write things up, sign agreements, make sales, hear offers, pitch ideas that are beneficial to your income opportunities, that are beneficial for your possessions or your purchases. So whatever it is you need to say or ask for or decide, you know, that 2 weeks is amped up in that area for you, so you do want to connect with others. And then when it comes to this major lucky growth expansion thing that's happening over the weekend, peaking on Sunday the 26th for everybody, and setting off this huge new lifelong chapter for everybody as well, since the next one won't start for another 130 years. Gemini, this is about something big that you can set in motion involving your home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, your family, your parent, your roommates, your security needs, your ancestry or history, or anything nurturing to you. So you want to really think big and think about, you know, is destiny, you feel called towards something, you know, moving forward with that. This is just an incredibly powerful week for you with that. For Cancer, Mars finally ending this retrograde on Wednesday the 29th. You know, 2 months of either being slowed down, held back, or going back and connecting with the past. Has been focused on four areas that are now going to turn around and start to move forward into that next thing. So for Cancer, for you, it's been about a lover or your love life. It's been about children. It's been about creative projects or interests, or it's been about recreational pursuits. And it might have been about a little bit of all of that. So now on Wednesday the 29th, this stuff starts to move forward again, and you're going to have until August 2nd with it in those areas to really generate some new momentum there. So if you still have anything to wrap up with any of that from the past, you know, taking action on that between now and Wednesday the 29th is your time frame to do it, and then expect to really see momentum. And then as far as Mercury moving into Cancer on the same day on Wednesday the 29th, if you have, you guys, Cancers, 2 weeks with this energy in your sign, a really good time for you guys to get into talks or meetings or make decisions or sign agreements that are about you. So it can be about things you're doing for your body, things you're doing for your image, your brand, your name, your title, or it can be about some personal need or desire that you have. And really speaking up and talking with other people and sharing ideas, and maybe a short trip or a local community activity that you get involved with, that puts you out there into that level. So max it out during that 2 weeks you have till July 13th with that. And then, Cancer, for this big, huge, lucky, destined thing that's happening over the weekend, peaking on the 26th on Sunday, and then going to float you through this week ahead. For Cancer, this is happening in the communication realm. So it affects quite a few places in your life, in some kind of destined, lucky, expansive way. So you guys want to focus on the things you're thinking about, your ideas. You want to focus on talks and meetings, agreements and sales, writing, speaking roles, interviews and auditions. You want to focus on offers or big choices that you might be ready to make. You also want to focus on the mundane side of this, on your local interaction in your community or neighborhood, or on short trips to nearby places that might be fortuitous for you. So it might be a good time to start something in your neighborhood or community. Also, anything that you focus on with brothers, sisters, or neighbors, vehicles or electronics, So very, very important new chapter going forward with this big peak moment over the weekend with this. Please communicate. Please share where you are with this. Make some big choices and be proactive. For Leo, Mars retrograde ending on Wednesday the 29th, you know, slowed down, held back, or dealing with past issues involving your home, your real estate deals, your move, your renovation, your family, your parents, your roommates, your history, your security needs, you know, something there at the core root of your chart over the last couple months. And now, finally, this energy is going to shift and you're ready to move forward again. So if you do still have something that you need to go back and take care of, physically get in there and do something about that is from the past or ongoing, you have to Wednesday the 29th. And then you should be able to start to get some momentum going forward into the next chapter or the new thing you're ready to do after this. So, you know, that's kind of your cue for what's going to be happening there. And you're going to have that forward momentum then until August 2nd. So the whole month of July, you can really make things happen now again in those areas. When it comes to Mercury moving into Cancer, that's Leo's 12th house. So from Wednesday the 29th until July 13th, that gives you 2 weeks to kind of get in there and talk, meet, hear news, sign things, write things up, make sales, and make decisions about anything in the artistic realm. This could be, you know, film, dance, music, poetry, painting, whatever. Anything in your spiritual practices, prayer, meditation, yoga, anything with a clandestine romance or a romantic getaway or karmic past life romance, anything with healing or hospitals or dealing with addictions, or anything with research and development. So 2 weeks are going to go by really quickly, and this favors you guys in the talks and meetings and offers and decisions going on there, so you do want to communicate. And then when we come to this big Jupiter luck, growth, destiny point that's happening over the weekend, peaking on Sunday the 26th and launching you into a new chapter in life, for Leo, it is giving you some kind of big opportunity going forward when it comes to your income, when it comes to your purchases, and when it comes to your possessions. So never again are you going to have this kind of fresh start at like this, since it doesn't happen again since for another 130 years. Last time it happened was in 1979. So you've got a huge new chapter heading off here. You want to be as proactive as you can about ways that you can expand your horizons in those areas, because destiny is with you now in these areas moving forward. For Virgo, Mars has been retrograde for the last couple months. So, you know, you've been going back, or you've either been slowed down or held back or going back into the past to deal with anything that you needed to really get physically active about or deal with anger or passion about involving your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, your vehicles, your electronics, your local neighborhood activities or short trips, or anything involving talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, or big decisions. So, you know, Virgo, if there's still something that you need to hammer out, you've got till Wednesday the 29th with that past situation or person, whatever's been going on. But then from the 29th onward, now you're going to physically move into some new territory here. New opportunities can arise. You can see momentum going in any or all of those arenas. So it is time to be proactive, and you will have until August 2nd to really get in there and make this stuff work for you. When we look at Mercury moving into Cancer for Virgo from the 29th of June until July 13th, this is going to give you guys a couple weeks where you're going to have amplified the meetings and offers and short trips and decisions and, you know, a lot of communication that focuses on your social sphere. So a really good time to connect with friends and groups and what you're doing online and with astrology and charities and gatherings and events and parties and anything like that. But it also really kind of is going to focus your personal aspirations or originality, some kind of original project or idea as well in those areas. So you might really get a lot of sparks flying if you socially connect with other people during this time. And you can definitely expect to hear from a lot of people during this time, a good period for that. And then as far as this big, huge new cycle with Jupiter and the North Node of Destiny, it is happening in Virgo's sign. I can't tell you guys how big this is for you. It's hard to really put it in perspective if you think that the last time this happened was in 1979, and the next time it's going to happen, it's going to be in the year 2146. So, you know, this boost that Virgo is getting is beyond rare and exceptionally protective, expansive, generous, you know, about happiness and prosperity for the Virgos. And it's all focused in on you. So it really means be proactive in this week ahead about what you want for your body, for your name, for your title, for your image or your brand or some personal goal or desire that you have. You don't ever get this kind of luck and growth opportunity or destiny walking hand in hand with you like what you have right now. And so whatever that means to you, this is the time to set off in whatever new direction that you want and trust that you have some superb energy working with you, through you, as you go about this. And the link to Pluto definitely for Virgo connects either to creative opportunities, your love life, your children, or something recreational in the mix as well. It's not as much part of the destiny thing as it is just powerfully part of this major trine that's been going on as well. All right, for Libra, Mars has been slowed down, holding you back, or getting you to go back and deal with, you know, getting involved with something from the past over these last couple months. And right now it's focused for Libra on income needs, on possessions, or on purchases, or a little bit of all of that for you guys. So on Wednesday the 29th, that ends finally. And we start to see forward momentum in all of those areas again. So if you still need to go back and get in there and do something about a past income, possession, or purchasing need or issue, you've got until Wednesday the 29th. And if you're waiting to, you know, hear for that new thing to come along, or you're ready to pitch that new thing out there, then launch after Wednesday the 29th, because that's when it all is going to start to move into new territory or take you to that next level. And you're going to have it in forward motion there with income, possessions, and purchases until August 2nd. So it's a really big month in July for you guys with that. As far as Mercury moving into Cancer on Wednesday the 29th, it'll be there 2 weeks till July 13th. For Libra, this is amazing because it's moving into your career midheaven, so it can really open up talks, offers, agreements, sales, writing, meetings, decisions about career momentum at the same time. It can also be, this 10th house also focuses on big personal goals you're trying to talk about or make decisions or hear offers about. And then thirdly, any kind of momentum you're trying to gather with authority figures, the boss, the parent, the judge, the teacher, the director, the mentor, somebody like that. So, you know, this is your time to pick up the phone, to set up the meeting or the appointment or the interview, to get in there and make choices about any of that. And then as far as Jupiter and this major expansive destiny thing that is gathering over the weekend and then going to send you through the week ahead, this is rare. I'm saying it for every sign. It hasn't happened since 1979. It's not going to happen again for another 130 years. Libra, it's giving you a boost into something destined, something expansive and lucky going forward in a new chapter here. And for you guys, it's going to focus on the 12th house, which means, you know, new things that can take you forward with the muse. And so this can be art, painting, poetry, dance, film, music, or any such thing like that. It is also about things that can take you forward when it comes to healing, dealing with addictions or hospitals or other institutions that are retreats or spas and things like that. It can take you forward in your romantic life when it comes to romance that is either past life oriented or is about a clandestine romance or time that you take away from the world on romantic retreats, so brand new chapter with that. It is about spiritual practices like prayer, meditation, yoga, or other such things. And it is also about research and development. So major opportunities, new directions, or new things that can happen now that couldn't have happened over these last years are now going to open. So you want to be as proactive about that as you can. For Sagittarius, Mars has been retrograde the last couple of months, and it is finally going direct on Wednesday the 29th. So, you know, did I skip a sign? I did, didn't I? Sorry about that. Scorpio. So, Scorpio. Mars has been retrograde, so now... something about it, but it's really been, you know, recently it's been in your sign, and it's going to go direct in your sign. So, you know, definitely going to feel like you are getting your energy back or getting that next level of boost for yourself, and it is time to come out of the drawing room and really start to put yourself out there again on some new level, next level. So if you do still have things to do that are focused on you, your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or some personal thing that you're working on for yourself, then, you know, try to get it tackled by Wednesday the 29th, and then get ready to start putting yourself out there in some new level, next level thing in the weeks ahead. You'll have until August 2nd for it to really give you the momentum that you want moving forward. With Mercury moving into Cancer for Scorpio on Wednesday the 29th, it's going to give you 2 weeks here. So Scorpio, you know, this is going to open up talks and offers, ideas, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, speaking roles, decisions, you know, any of the communication realm here that are focused on the higher-minded ninth house. So this means you can really get some things going here with legal matters, travel plans, people at a distance, educational pursuits, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, weddings, religion, politics, any of that. So, you know, speak up. And when it comes to this big, lucky Jupiter North Node of Destiny thing happening as the Jupiter-Pluto trine completes over this weekend, peaking on Sunday the 26th, and then taking you into this week ahead with this new chapter starting. Scorpio, this is really about some kind of huge, expansive opportunity for you involving friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, events, parties, something social like that, social networking. And it can also tie into your personal aspirations and anything original that you're putting forward there. So, you know, you want to be as proactive as you can about how you want to expand your horizons via those themes going forward into this week ahead and walk with destiny towards what it is that you want there. For Sagittarius, Mars has been in retrograde the last couple months. Now it's going direct on Wednesday the 29th. Sag, this is going to now help you come out of that slowed down, held back, or going into the past arena and start to move forward again. 12th house topics are where it's at for you guys. So expect a shift when it comes to artistic projects or practices, your spiritual pursuits, your romantic time behind closed doors, your healing or hospital needs or what's been going on with addictions or anything with research and development. All of this stuff is now, whatever you've been hammering out from the past, you're ready now to take it into some kind of new territory or next level thing. So that starts Wednesday the 29th. If you still have something to hammer out there, get in and do what you need to do by then and then launch into that new stuff from the 29th on. You're going to have all of July up till August 2nd to really get momentum going there. And then with Mercury moving into Cancer on Wednesday the 29th, you guys have 2 weeks, lots of potential for talks and meetings and for offers and decisions that are either going to focus on financial things, you know, your loans, your debt, your inheritance, your bankruptcy, your taxes, your insurance, your alimony, your child support, your commissions, whatever the financial theme is, or, you know, lots of talks and meetings and decisions about your sex life or sexual attraction, your reproductive needs, mortality issues, divorce, or third-party scenarios. So if you do need to meet with somebody or may or write something up or sign it or sell it or ask for it or say it, you know, these are your 2 weeks to do so with this kind of momentum behind you. And then when it comes to this big lucky destined thing going on with Jupiter in the North Node of Destiny and Pluto over the weekend, peaking on this Sunday the 26th, but carrying you through this week ahead, this last week of June, for Sag means, seriously, you guys, you Sagittarians out there, listen to me. This is huge for your career. This is huge for your reputation or fame. This is huge for major life personal goals and direction. And also for anything you're doing with higher up type people, bosses, mentors, judges, directors, parents, whoever that might be. So you haven't had this year since, you know, a new beginning like this since 1979. You won't have another one for another 130 years. So probably not this lifetime. And so you want to be as proactive as you can going into this. Think about where you would like to go. Take your cues from the cosmos if something destined lands in your lap, obviously. But be proactive, too, because you haven't had this kind of potential for a very long time. For Capricorn, Mars retrograde, 2 months of this, finally ends on Wednesday the 29th. Capricorn, you know, you might have been slowed down, held back, or dealing with past issues involving your aspirations or original ideas or freedom. Or it may have really been focused on a friend or a lot of friends or your group activities, the internet, astrology, charities, social networking, something in the social sphere. So this is definitely ready to move forward on the 29th. It's going to be in forward momentum until August 2nd then. So you'll be able to get things moving again, get into new things or take things to that next level in those areas. But if you still have anything you need to wrap up with the old, then try to get that done by the 29th. When we look at Mercury moving into Cancer, this is a very good window for Capricorn when it comes to your relationships. So from Wednesday the 29th of June until July 13th, that two-week window is about, you know, things starting to open up with your talks or offers or proposals or agreements or sales or writing or decisions involving romantic partners, business partners, agents, attorneys, clients, specialists, opponents, competitors. You know, so if you need to ask for something or say something or you're waiting to hear from something about something here, this is the time, you know, meet new people or see where you can go in current situations. And when it comes to this big Jupiter North Node of Destiny thing that is going to peak over this weekend by Sunday the 26th and then really coast you into this week ahead to take you into this new life chapter, the luck, the destiny, the expansion for Capricorn is coming through the higher mind, which means things that open up that can be travel or what's going on with people at a distance or foreign interests. That can be educational pursuits. It can be matters. It can be media, marketing, publishing, or publicity. It can be ceremonies, weddings. It can be religion or politics. So pick two of those. Pick all of them. Pick one of them. But really be proactive in this week ahead and look for where destiny is pointing you. You know, with the link to Pluto, it is partly, you know, coming through. I mean, Pluto is in your sign, so part of this is connected to you in some powerful way, some transformative way. And just, you know, go for what it is that you're feeling called towards, because this is lucky. It's big. You want to pursue it as much as you can. For Aquarius, Mars has been retrograde the last couple months. So, you know, you may have been slowed down, held back, or dealing with past things. And for Aquarius, it's been focused on your career, your life goals, personal goals, or anything involving an authority. You're like a parent, judge, mentor, teacher, that type of person, and maybe a little bit of all of that. And so finally on Wednesday the 29th, it starts to go forward again. Now you can get in there and make things happen in new, with new opportunities, new people. Taking current things into some next level, finally, right? So if you still have something that you need to get done involving the past here, try to get it done by the 29th, and then really expect things to start to open up after. Now, from the 29th forward, you're going to have till August 2nd, so all of July, to really see things happening again that are new or opportune on the career front with the goals or with those authority figures. When it comes to Mercury moving into Cancer for Aquarius on Wednesday the 29th, you're going to have 2 weeks of amped up talks, meetings, offers, agreements, sales, decisions that are focused on your work, paperwork, hired help, coworkers, or on health or pets or animals of any sort. or on organizing or cleaning. So whoever you need to talk to, meet with, pitch ideas with, sign agreements with, make sales with, this is a really good proactive time for you between the 29th and July 13th. And when it comes to this big growth, destined, lucky thing that Jupiter and the North Node of Destiny are trying to set in motion for you, peaking over this weekend by Sunday the 26th and launching you into this week ahead to start this new life chapter, Aquarius, it has a few different focuses. One is the main financial part of your life, not income, everything else, loans, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, settlements, investments, commissions, alimony, child support, partners' money. You know, so think big. Where is destiny calling you in these areas? Get the right kind of legal advice if you need it, because Jupiter is a legal planet. Find the right expert to help you with whatever it is you need financially. Second, sexual. If it's about, you know, launching you into some new sexual intimate encounter with somebody who's going to be destined for you, or about taking your life into some new intimate level, or if it's about your reproductive needs and where you're going with that. Third, divorce. If you, you know, if that's what you're dealing with, this is definitely the destined time to help you deal with this in the most beneficial, protective way. Mortality issues, if there's something big going on with that, or a birth. And finally, third-party scenarios or triangles and where destiny is taking you with those kind of situations. So look for clues and be proactive in this week ahead, because this is big. And finally, for Pisces, Mars has been retrograde the last couple of months, holding you back, slowing you down, or really getting you very active, but with past topics or people. And, you know, right now it's going to go direct on Wednesday the 29th, finally, so you're going to get a turnaround with this stuff and start to see forward momentum again into new territory. And for Pisces, it's all in that higher-minded arena, so expect a shift and expect to start to see things move when it comes to legal needs, travel plans, or what's going on with people at a distance, educational pursuits, anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity, anything with weddings, anything with religion or politics. So, you know, whatever, you still need to wrap up. If you still have, you know, you need to motivate with somebody or some situation from the past, or deal with old anger issues or passions, you've got till Wednesday the 29th. And then brand new things can really start to take place. So hopefully that is working for you. And you're going to have forward momentum with all those themes throughout the month of July, all the way till August 2nd. So this is going to be a big active time for you with those themes. And then with Mercury moving into Cancer on Wednesday the 29th, this is going to kick off a couple weeks till July 13th. And Pisces, this is going to help you, you know, hear from people, talk with people, meet, you know, pitch ideas, sign agreements, make sales, write, and maybe make some decisions, but opens communications in a really favorable way for you, involving your love life or your lover, involving your children, involving creative projects, or involving recreation. And so, you know, you can focus on all four of those things if you want. It's going to go by quickly, 2 weeks, so if you need to say it or ask for it, or if you're hoping to meet somebody, this is a very special time for you in those areas. And then on top of that, for Pisces, Jupiter and the North Node of Destiny, not since 1979 has this happened here for you, and not again until the year 2146 will it happen again. This is time to launch into some next level new destined direction when it comes to your relationships, Pisces. So you can focus this on romantic partners, business partners, agents, attorneys, clients, specialists, advocates, competitors, opponents, whoever that key person might be. And think of ways that you want to, you know, destined take your life out forward, or ways to grow in your life. Look for clues, look for who's around, or look for new people to show up on the horizon from this day forward, and be as proactive as you can, because you have incredible energy around you for this. So that's it, everybody. It's Zoe Moon. I will be back next time at the same time next Thursday. You guys can always find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. That's Zoe for Zoe. And I hope that this is one of the more magical, amazing weeks of everybody's life. Work it. I'll talk to you guys next week.